शिव पिता का ध्यान कर लो, शिव पिता का ध्यान कर लो।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
गुड मॉर्निंग।
We all heard the Murli, then we sat in remembrance. Pay attention to Godfather Shiva, focus on him. What does it mean to focus on Father Shiva? This is Baba's knowledge. Knowledge says, pay attention to the self. You'll be able to focus on Baba when you have attention on yourself. Then that is looking for Li. His seat is empty at the front. In order to stay in remembrance, everyone's intellect is working of how to stay in remembrance, isn't it? Each one is testing the self to see to what extent they're able to stay in remembrance. We're all going through a test now of how much we stay in remembrance. Within not just a minute, but even a second, to be able to make the intellect peaceful. If you're able to keep it still in a second, you can do it for a minute, then 10 minutes, then an hour, then even 10 hours. Baba seen that even now, children are not paying so much attention. They're not paying attention at every minute. In order to draw everyone's attention to every minute, we are aware that there's very little time. We have to go across to the other side, but we haven't even left this side of the shore. So how can we go across? It's the same story of the path of devotion. They used to tell the story. They thought that they're sitting in the boat and the boat is moving along, and this is at night time. Of course, when the boat is in the water, it will rock. It's always kept in the water. Boats are not kept in garages on dry land. Boats always stay in the water. And of course the water rocks when the boat is in the water. It was a real adventure for Daddy when we went in taking the boat. He drove the boat very fast because we were going from the Asia side to the Europe side. We got into the boat, but where we had to park the boat to get off the boat, there was another boat there already parked. So that the water was very kind of powerful waves there, means the boat wasn't able to stand still. So we had to go from one boat to the other boat and then across to the side, get off the boat. It was a real test for Daddy to jump across. The boat comes right next to the shore, and then we think Daddy can get off, and then it moves away again. And so you really had to be so attentive to make sure it's going to stay still for enough time for Daddy to get across. There were many waves there which wasn't allowing the two boats to stay in line, and then also the boat, second boat with the shore itself. So Maya is also so powerful that you don't give company to one another. Okay, if I'm not able to go across, but at least take the support of the other one and go across, but no. That is saying just so strong. She jumped across and thought that daddy would go also. But this boat that we took support of, that was rocking even more than the little one that we came in. So Baba gives all types of experiences. You haven't yet left the shore, so how can you get across to the other side? At night, you're sitting in the boat thinking, yes, we're singing and laughing and going across, but then in the morning, you see the boat is still in the same place because you haven't let go of the anchor. The rope is still tied to the shore. They just have the thick ropes, not tiny little ropes, tiny strings, but thick, big ropes. It takes time to even let go of those, to undo the ropes. Until they're undone, the boat can't move. So for us also, the ropes of the karmic bondages are so strong. Yes, you come here, listen to the Murli, and you enjoy everything, and you rock with that. But I can't see anyone moving forward. It's like no one remembers that we have to go home. We've gone across so much, now there's just a little bit left. We've covered most of the journey, a little bit left. Reading Baba's Murli today, I felt Baba doesn't gesture in the ocean of knowledge in the morning, but Baba also checks where he has reached and where he has to take us also. How far we still have to go. The body is old. In those days, I had heard few of Baba's words. But I've yet Baba's words. Baba was talking about body, mind, wealth and relationships. So all of them to become so healthy in all. To have such a stage that you have the company of all four. And it's not dependency on anything, but they're working with you. When you're sitting in the boat, you can't take any other support. If they're shaking, then and you take their support, then you'll also be shaking. So never take support of anyone that's shaking. So I should have that much wisdom. If someone is fluctuating themselves, shaking all the time, how can I take their support? This is one of Baba's very lovely songs. Didi's song was, we now have to go home. Ab ghar jana hai. So she spoke those words very little, but from her face, from her activities, you could see that, yes, she's so much concerned to go home, so much aware of home, of the home. So the first land of immortality, Amarlok, is the land of peace, the land of Nirvana. That is the land of immortality. So what need is there to go into words? What will we be like? Let us create that face, that character of how we would be in the land of Nirvana. And then when you come down into the onto the earth, then in the golden age, you're the deities in the first birth. What are those souls like, the ones who come in the first birth of the golden age? Such first-class souls. So we're going from here comfortably, having finished all our karmic bondages. Karmic bondages cut away, sins absolved, karmic accounts all settled. Sometimes people come to Madhuban and they forget their medicine and then they themselves suffer and others also are distressed. What can I do? I forgot my medicine. They can't continue without the medicine. But remembrance itself is medicine, and so if you forget remembrance, then you yourself suffer and you cause distress in others. It's such a powerful medicine, only a little bit you need to take. It's not a huge bottle that you need to carry with you. No need to call a doctor to give you an injection also, but Baba's taught us, child, at this time take this and at this time take this. So Baba's given us the medicines. Definitely take it at the right time, the medicine. In order to stay in remembrance, each moment has its own value, its own method. As soon as you wake up in the morning, Baba, the resident up above, from the land of Nirvana, awakens us and pulls us into that silence. The one who's pulling us is the ocean of peace. It's the ocean of peace, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of love. And when he comes in front of us and makes us his children, it's at that time that we say that he is all of these things. He's the ocean of knowledge, love, peace. But we become aware of this and he plays out that form when we become his children. So realize he is the ocean. So why is he called the ocean? He's taking us into the depth. At first we just came to the seaside, the shores, and we experienced coolness. When I go to Worthing, first it's little bit hot afternoon, but then as you go walking later on in the evening, it's a very cool breeze that you experience there, and you don't feel, even in the hot weather, when you walk by the seaside, then you feel the cool breeze. Similarly, as you come close to Baba, you experience the coolness. But there isn't the praise of God as the ocean of coolness. But yes, you definitely experience that coolness in knowledge and love, in peace. Experiencing coolness in knowledge, peace and love. So when you experience this coolness and see the ocean, you feel he's so good, so sweet. For people, they find the ocean is salt. They feel it's salt water and they can't drink that. When Baba came to Delhi, at that time Rajni Ben hadn't taken spiritual birth. There are quite a few. We were all the rivers, and everyone was used to, accustomed to listening to us. But Baba came and spoke the murli, and he kind of just hammered each one. It's like the arrows that Baba gave, it was like so powerful that people were kind of so afraid of what Baba was sharing because it was very powerful things. So Baba had to make a lot of effort to explain. So from that we experienced that it's easy to take a bath in the rivers. Easy to bathe in the rivers, not so easy in the ocean. To understand the ocean, to go into the depth, and to be completely purified. Baba is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. Then you say he is the purifier. Only those who feel that they are impure and have to become pure are the ones who go into the ocean. They won't become happy with just a little bit, but they'll have this deep concern that I want to become pure. The word impure, it's like those who are totally vicious, completely impure, use this word for them. But the other word, having purity within themselves, you say that they're worthy and pure and worship worthy. So there's the two types of people, worship worthy and then the ones who worshippers. The deities themselves are so elevated and there's so many of them, and the sages and saints, there isn't that many. You want to decorate the idols of the deities with gold and necklaces, diamonds, jewels. You want to put all of these things on the deities. The worshipper wants to sit in front of the worship-worthy souls. Some are not so much worship-worthy and neither are they worshippers. They're so vicious, full of vices. They'll not even go to the temples or mosques. They don't have time for this. Eat, drink, earn money falsely in a dishonest way and just waste their whole life. But Baba is making us from worshippers into worship-worthy souls. Worshippers are the ones who had become impure and vicious. But when we come to Baba, we quickly begin to accept that yes, we were of the deity religion. That religion had disappeared. No other religion disappears, but the deity religion disappears. And this is why Baba says, I come to establish the one religion again. Only those who are Baba's children of the previous cycle have this awareness quickly that truly this is my original religion, the deity religion. As soon as you come in front of Baba, you experience peace. As soon as you hear the knowledge, you become a Brahman. You heard knowledge through the mouth of Brahma. No one remembers Brahma. They don't even know who Brahma is. They'll remember God pointing finger upwards, but that God is working through Brahma, that we have been adopted to the mouth of Brahma. People don't realize this. Do I have that much happiness that I belong to the Brahman clan, that I am a Brahman? There's a lot of intoxication that one has of the clan that they belong to. No matter how wealthy someone may be, how much position they may have, but someone from an elevated clan, he would have that intoxication. Then they remember his great-grandfather was like this, and they go back so many generations and they say, yes, this was a really elevated clan and they were all so good. So here also we claim in the kingdom not just for one birth, but for 21 generations. From the copper age, kings received the kingdom. Hansa was sharing with Dadi that there's no one like her in the whole world that she had ever seen. From her face, she felt like she had so much self-respect, sparkling face, and so cheerful, so positive. Even though the body is like that, but her face was so radiant. It's like the elevated actions that she's performed at some point that is visible through the face. Okay. She's maybe performed such actions that she's got birth in such a high family because the family is very wealthy and very well off. But yet, of course, there must have been on the other side some other bad actions which made her have a body like that. So both types of actions. But here Baba's making us aware of body, mind, wealth and relationships to have company of all four, that as I see her face, that he didn't have a camera, but otherwise I would have had her face taken, and really you couldn't tell that she's disabled. Daddy says, I can't see any one of you with a face like that. And she was taking drishti so powerfully from Daddy, listening to the knowledge, taking drishti so well. So she must have performed such actions, so that is feeling that especially went there for her. Daddy gave her toli, and then she said yes. She ate that, and then Daddy said, should I give you some more for others? And she said yes. And Daddy was giving 2, 3, and she says there's more people also, so the whole container was emptied because she wanted for all the people that she was around. When someone isn't in harmony with the sanskars of others, you can't say that that person's from an elevated clan. A conflict of sanskars means you don't belong to a high clan. Someone who belongs to an elevated clan would be very harmonious in their sanskars with others. It's just the honesty and love that's working. The slightest sanskars of battling means a warrior. Today's slogan. But we don't belong to that clan. That throughout the day we continue to fight in our mind or through words or even through the eyes. Eyes also reveal that the moment you mention someone's name that you don't get on with, then the eyes show that. But those who belong to an elevated clan, they don't involve in such activity. So maintain the intoxication of which clan you belong to. Yes, we have to glorify the name of our clan, that I am a BK, and it's not a small thing. It says someone's a Brahma Kumar or Kumari, seeing your face, then they'll say, yes, this is what a BK is like. But they say, at the moment I'm seeing the faces, and someone said to Daddy, but you shouldn't tell people like this. Okay, I don't want to say it so much, but yes, someone's face should reveal that yes, they're a BK from their face, their activity. Internally and externally should be the same. Internally, I have remembrance of Baba. If you don't remember anything inside, then externally everything is natural. If someone else has said something, if it's touched you inside, if it's gone inside, then what Baba is sharing, it's like those things have been wiped out completely. It's like the other things have become imprinted inside. Or you haven't forgotten the things of the past. So then, who are you? Because Baba's things are not able to go inside. Such a soul is not someone from a high clan. Confluence age is to become the decoration of the Brahman clan. means within the Brahmin clan also to be so sparkling that yes, you are the highest one in the Brahmin clan. Those who don't have anything except honesty and purity. It's not effort really, but everything is very easy. When you keep unnecessary things in your mind, then it's difficult to have remembrance. They don't think that those are wasteful things, but they try to prove that right, because in their mind they think that it's right. When someone's not able to battle with words, then the mind is always battling. But no, the mind should become cool now. It's been wandering and stumbling for so long. From the time that you become separated from God, just imagine what the condition of the mind has become from the time it became separated. What has the intellect become like also? Someone said, what can I do? This person's become depressed. And Dadi said, why would they not get depressed? Of course they would get depressed, because they're not able to keep in their head the right things, the powerful things. So in that, Baba's giving us medicine as well as blessings. Medicine is remembrance and blessings is service. The two come together, the remembrance and service, blessings and in service there's remembrance, in remembrance there's service. Remembrance is inside and service is external, it's visible but it's altruistic, completely selfless service. You have pure feelings. You're an instrument, the consciousness of being an instrument, a very humble, pure nature. Then you're able to do service. The consciousness of an instrument allows you to do service. Speaking sweet, pure words means service is merged in that. But to make someone move aside means they were moving forward and you put them aside, then it's not a sign of claiming a high status. Forget the elevated status of the golden age, but here also it should feel that you are one who is increasing the beauty of the Brahmin clan. So not just one person, but enabling everyone to move forward. So Baba always used to write in the letters that you are the light of the eyes, the decoration of the Brahmin clan. Child so-and-so, please accept love and remembrance. The light of the eyes, the decoration of the Brahmin clan. The one who's sitting on the eyes, in Baba's eyes, Baba is in my eyes. In Sindh they used to have the system. The father would write a letter to the child, the son, and he would write as a greeting that you are the light of my eyes. So the child should have so much love for the father, and the father to have such love for the child. So imagine if you're on a pilgrimage like that, that would be so beautiful. When you're going to Paramdham, going to the land of remembrance, land of peace, then you come down to the land of happiness. You're now creating the sanskars of the land of happiness and you've let go of the sanskars of the land of sorrow. All of them have been left behind. Not the slightest trace of the sanskars of the land of sorrow are remaining now. We don't have that religion or those actions anymore. Giving sorrow is not my religion, it's not my action. I've become free from that. We are going. It's not that we're still making preparations, but we've almost reached there now. The home is very near and we're about to come home. Just take one more step and you've reached there. Baba keeps such hopes in all of us and is making us his companions. I am your companion, but perform your part as a detached observer. Then you won't have any problems because I'm sitting here. Considering yourself to be a beloved, long lost and now found child of the previous cycle, I was that, I am that, I will be that one. No need to think about anything. Om Shanti. Time is telling, we have to finish. Lee was a little bit late, missed the first couple of lines. Daddy was remembering you. Daddy is saying, you are teaching him how to have silence in a minute. So now how is everyone going to receive drishti in 1 minute? How is it possible? It's not a question, but yes, it will happen. But one has to have that ready inside. Baba is the magician, and whatever magic he does, everything will work. Om Shanti.